Welcome to Daily Wonder.
5 minutes, one tiny mystery, and something new to wonder about.
Guy, I heard NASA wants to light a fire on the moon. Is it a moon campfire?
It does sound wild, Mindy. But no, NASA is not making a giant campfire on the moon.
Oh, good. Because marshmallows would float away, right?
Maybe, but the main problem is this. Fire needs oxygen, and the moon has almost no air.
So a normal fire outside on the moon would not work?
Right. No big flames on the open moon ground. Instead, NASA wants to burn 4 tiny pieces of material inside a sealed metal box.
A sealed metal box? Like a super safe lunchbox?
Kind of. It keeps the fire test closed inside, where cameras and sensors can watch it.
What are the cameras watching for?
They will watch how fast the flame spreads, how much oxygen it uses, and how much heat it makes.
But why does NASA need to know that?
Because NASA hopes people may live and work on the moon for longer times in the future.
Like astronauts in moon homes?
Yes, future astronauts might use moon homes, rovers, spacesuits, and spacecraft.
And NASA wants to know if those things can catch fire.
Exactly. The experiment is about flammability. That just means how easily something catches fire and burns.
Flammability! Big word! It means, can this stuff burn?
That is it. Some things that seem safe on Earth might burn differently on the moon.
Wait! Fire can act different on the moon?
Yes. One big reason is gravity. The moon has much weaker gravity than Earth.
How much weaker?
Moon gravity is about 1/6 as strong as Earth gravity.
So if I could jump on the moon, I might feel super bouncy.
Yes, astronauts can feel lighter there, and weak gravity can change how flames move.
How does gravity change fire?
On Earth, hot air rises above a flame. That helps make the flame look like a little teardrop.
Like the pointy flame on a birthday candle!
Yes, but on the moon, that rising movement would be weaker.
So, the flame might not be pointy?
Right. Scientists think flames could be rounder, slower, or act in ways they do not fully understand yet.
A round moon flame! That sounds like a tiny glowing bubble!
Maybe. That is why the test matters. Scientists want to watch and learn instead of guessing.
Fire in space sounds very serious.
It is. On Earth, people can leave a building, and firefighters can come help.
But on the moon, you cannot just run outside in pajamas!
Exactly. Outside is not safe without a spacesuit, and help is very far away.
So astronauts need to know what to do fast.
Yes, they need safe materials, good training, and clear plans.
Has NASA studied fire in space before?
Yes, NASA has studied fire on spacecraft and on the International Space Station.
But the moon is different.
That is right. The moon has weaker gravity, and future moon homes may have their own special conditions inside.
So this is not about making fire for fun.
No, it is about keeping astronauts safe.
Tiny fire? Big lesson?
Perfectly said. A tiny fire can help NASA choose safer stuff for spacesuits, rovers, spacecraft, and moon homes.
So, if astronauts live on the moon one day, they will be safer because scientists tested carefully first.
Exactly. Science is often about asking, watching, learning, and making things safer.
And no giant moon bonfire. Got it. That was today's Daily Wonder.
Keep wondering, and we'll see you next time.